Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. Tio Soriel, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. Tio Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. 28 minutes left in episode 814, beginning of our 21st season on the air. And I still don't think I'm very good at it. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to line two. Who is it?
Got Larry from Cedar Hill.
Hi, Larry. Ooh. From Cedar Hill. Good morning. What's up?
Good morning. I wanted to ask y'all about spinal stenosis, sciatic nerve, just increasing numbness going down my leg. And I read in the paper and different places about stem cell, electric pulse therapy, nearly Darth Vader lightsaber. You know, there's just so many things that are out there that seem strange to me. And I wonder if any of them are truly effective or if you have to just do some sort of surgery.
Great question.
Great question. The things that you started with, stem cells, we've talked about on the show a ton. Hyper hope. Right now, hype, but hope maybe in 10 or 15 years. Electrostim kind of stuff is just some of the things that physical therapists do. And physical therapy is used to do non-surgical treatment of spinal problems, including spinal stenosis.
Why don't you, Scott, why don't you just let the rest of us know what a spinal stenosis is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought spinal stenosis and sciatica are two different things.
Mm-hmm. So sciatica is a symptom. Sciatica is pain down the leg in the distribution of a nerve root. And it is commonly caused by a pinched nerve. And we'll get to pinched nerve because that's what spinal stenosis is. So spinal stenosis is an arthritic condition, wear and tear, where you get kind of bone spurs, just like you can every joint in the body, and they crowd the nerve nerves in the spine and cause a symptom called sciatica, which is the pain down the leg. Not every symptom of sciatica or diagnosis of spinal stenosis ends up with surgery. A lot do, but not always. And unless, you know, basically your muscles are paralyzed, which is very rare from spinal stenosis, we start with non-surgical treatment, which would include things like physical therapy, anti-inflammatory medicine, steroid injections, and you give it time because sometimes you just flare it up and it gets better on its own. When it doesn't work, then surgery, standard surgery, and there's, you know, like we talked about earlier, it's not the same surgery as when I started 30-something years ago, but the principle's the same. The principle is a pinched nerve that's causing a symptom that doesn't get better with non-surgical treatment needs to be unpinched. There's newer techniques, and these things can be done outpatient now, but it's still surgery.
What about the lightsaber surgery that he was...
lightsaber treatment, yeah. Light therapy.
Yeah, I mean, we call them modalities, and that's kind of what physical therapists do. If someone is advertising a specific modality as the only treatment, that's probably just marketing hype. You know, laser surgery. Well, there's nothing special or even therapeutic about laser surgery. It's just people are attracted to the term. So, any rate, so that one specific thing in and of itself by a standalone, no hype. But as part of a physical therapy regimen, electrical stimulation, heat, cold, all that kind of stuff. What are you cringing about there? Is there a commercial for Beats again?
No, it wasn't a commercial for Beats.
But any rate, very common diagnosis. So if we can help, texasback.com.
So... one last thing just for me, because I don't do this. I kind of like starting with the least invasive option first. And proceeding to the most invasive option last. And so of all the things that you've mentioned, if they work, great. If they don't work, you know, keep moving up the ladder. And we do quite a bit of stem cell work at our place, and I know they do at Texas Back Institute as well. But our indications are extraordinarily limited. I mean, I'm not gonna waste your money on something that I know has no chance of working. But it is an option, and it's something to at least think about. But yeah, makes
and
sense.
The best result that I seemed to have gotten years ago when I was having a similar problem, and it's lessened and now it's increasing. But the best result that I had, it seemed like, was just core strengthening. Mm. And could that really be something that does improve that symptom?
Simple answer. Yes. Core strengthening is probably the, if you take all the different things that physical therapy does, core strengthening is probably the underlying principle that every physical therapist should treat back pain patients with. So the answer is yes.
And are there nutritional things that you can do to support nerves?
And the answer is
no. Regrowth.
No. There's a lot of hype about that sort of thing, but we're not there yet.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Great question.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Really good question.
So let me ask Scott, the core strengthening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would imagine that whether it's pre-surgery or post-surgery, core strengthening is going to be pretty important.
Yeah. You
can't go wrong on the physical therapy side of trying.
We're way behind sports medicine surgery on prehabilitation. Prehab. Mm-hmm. We're just starting to see some papers coming out about that, and we know it's good.
Right.
We do. I've been doing prehab for my ACLs for 15 years.
Yeah. And I have some patients on their own that say, I'm coming up for surgery, but I'm going to do the physical therapy before. I'm already seeing somebody before because I want to come into surgery as conditioned as possible. And it's a great idea, but try getting insurance approval for prehabilitation. It's just, they look at you like, we don't cover that.
Particularly if they only give you so many visits.
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah.
When they restrict you with so many visits, you need to save those visits for post-surgery for sure. But
All right, so
I think there's value in getting the core prepared.
Totally. You're preaching to the choir, as they say.
All right, so I want to peel the curtain back a little bit more. And this is a segment of the show that we don't do very often, and we don't harp on it regularly. But I was reading where Odell Beckham is coming back from his ACL, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was cleared. And as the operating surgeon, whether it's Odell Beckham or Little Johnny,
mm-hmm,
or Tammy the tennis player, there's always that little bit of nerve when you see them take the court or take the field.
I would imagine.
And it's not something that we all talk about very often, but your work is on display, and you want the best for your player. You want the best for Little Johnny. He just rehabbed for 8 months to come back from an ACL surgery. And, you know, you don't want him out there hobbling, and you don't want him out there re-injuring. But it is a side of sports medicine that we all feel, but we never talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many occasions in my career where I've been invited back to watch, so-and-so's first game back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost as nervous as the parents are.
Oh, man, I can only imagine, yeah.
You might be more so because you have more knowledge.
Exactly, exactly. You know, ignorance is bliss, so you don't know if you're the athlete. But yeah, it is nerve-wracking. And the reason I brought this up is I was telling you guys about, and this is every one of us in this room and all the medical proceduralists out there are going to know what I'm talking about. So I was assisting Rob yesterday in a hamstring repair, and we were literally millimeters from the sciatic nerve for the entire hour and a half.
Big nerve.
Big nerve.
Big nerve.
And it's right there in your field, and you kind of have to move it out of the way and all that stuff. And there is a moment in the recovery room when the procedure's over and everybody's done and that you are anxiously awaiting the patient to wake up to make sure that that nerve's still functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the same thing when we do Tommy John surgery in the elbow,
mm-hmm.
that in the recovery room, the first question is, can you move your hand for me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And those anxious moments, I cannot imagine, Scott, what it must be like for you when you're doing this five times a day and you're waiting for the patient to wake up to make sure he can move his arm.
Yeah, nerves are my life.
It is. I'm not always around it, you know, so when we do an ACL, there's, you know, sensory nerves in the field, but otherwise nothing major. I don't know what kind of mental strain it must put on you when you're in the spine and you're millimeters away from everything every day.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know.
We've never talked about this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's what we do.
Yeah.
And so we're used to it, used to it.
So are you anxious in the recovery, making sure that they move their arms and legs and...
No more than is appropriate for any surgery that you want to make sure that
everything works.
Everything's working. And then we also use intraoperative neural monitoring.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a nice thing.
So, you know, so we take all the precautions that are standard of care and appropriate. But you're right. I mean, there are some conditions where the nerves are pinched so badly that you want to make sure that the surgery didn't
make it worse.
Because sometimes, you know, it's always one of the risks of any kind of nerve surgery is you can take a step back before you take a step forward.
Mm.
So it's just, you know.
So when we do Tommy John surgery, the very first step is move the ulnar nerve out of the way.
Yeah.
And so the very last step in recovery is make sure it's still working.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, it's not something that we talk about very often. I thought this was a good thing to bring up. All right, quick little break, and then we're coming back with the last segment. We're going to mix with the golf gods today and learn about the Ryder Cup. I'm excited to hear their spin on it.
Yep.
All right, Inside Sports Medicine, T.O. Surreal, Brad Ballard, Scott Blumenthal, coming right back.